This is November 19th, 1985. It's the week that Reagan meets with Gorbachev in Iceland. And I think he releases the statement that the only threat to man now is extraterrestrial. I think that it's said on around this time or on November 19th. So that's what's happening in the world. The White House acknowledges ETs and makes a paranoid statement about it on the day of this session. So,
is there a new superpower emerging in Europe?
There are attempts to move from the certain basic economic unions, but it is held thwarted with certain problems in that there is too oftentimes, as is evident, a power struggle between this and that. As far as an economic union, the one that has been in force for the number of years is becoming more efficient within itself, and because of that would have a certain power within itself, especially to its regulatorinesses of those goods entering those countries. But at a higher level, as far as the governments are concerned, there is still that continuance of autonomy. And as a result of this, there will be a continuance of fragmentation. Now, it would be more until 2005-2010 before there would be more of a homogeny in this area.
Okay, what role would the European Parliament in Strasbourg have in this new superpower?
You see, the Parliament in Strasbourg, where is it now? Physically, it moves every 6 months.
I see.
It is not. You see, the reason it moves is because one country want to have it, another country want to have it, so therefore they move it physically. Everything moves, lock, stock, and barrel, every 6 months.
Okay.
And that, you see, is indicative of what we're suggesting to you.
Right. A lot of the fundamentalist group prophecy, they say, comes out of the Bible, that this superpower will consist of 10 nations and will be part of the Antichrist. Is this thing you see around 2010, it will be something like that? Will it be an ominous figure?
Not at all. Not at all.